Americans, is this the end of the US dollar as we know it? Our whole monetary system is going through a radical, radical change. As everybody is hyper-focused on Trump's indictment, there is something happening with our financial system that we will never experience again in our living history. So let's break down some numbers, facts, figures, numbers, logic. I'm going to show you two videos. Things that were happening this Saturday. I was one of 60 people watching this briefing from Kamala Harris, our vice president, talking about digital inclusion and bringing the public and private sector together as our economy is collapsing. So number one is America is at 130% GDP to debt. Now, what does that mean? If we sold all the gross domestic products in America, America cannot even pay off its debt. Since 2008, our debt-to-income ratio has skyrocketed. Number two, 33% of America's debt is held outside of the United States, and two of the top countries are China and Japan that hold U.S. debt. Number three is in America, we are a debt-based society. We are the liquidity. Your hard-earned money in America, so every time a construction worker goes to work, gets his paycheck, here's how the system works. That construction worker takes their money and puts their $2,000 every 2 weeks into the banking system. That $2,000 now, as of 2020, can be lent out 100%. Before 2020, we had fractional reserves. They still only had to keep 10%. But since 2020, when that construction worker puts their $2,000 hard-earned money into the bank, 100% of their money can be lent to the next person. So when you're standing in line at the bank to deposit your check, 100% of the people in that line is debt. There's no actual money in the system. Now you're probably like, why? Well, 1971, we detached from the gold standard. The American dollar has nothing backing it. Here's where the rub comes in. We had dominance. We had power because all oil was traded in US dollars since 1974 with the Petro deal, where we promised arms and protection to the Saudis for trading all oil in US dollars. Well, as you sit right now, as you're worried about shit that doesn't matter, all countries are working to de-dollarize, specifically China and Russia. China went into India and created a peace deal that we couldn't do. China and Russia are working together to create their own currency. And most countries are done with the dollar dominance. Here's why. Is when we raise interest rates, it destroys all other economies because we are the dominant currency. So let's put ourselves in other people's shoes as Americans. So people are looking at America now. We're at 130% debt to income ratio. We're bankrupt. We dominate everybody's currency. So when we raise our interest rates, the American dollar becomes very valuable but destroys other countries. So you're sitting in another country watching our president and our vice president and our feds run our monetary system. And you're like, wait a minute. So you have the worst ran monetary system. All your liquidity is other people's debt. And every time you raise interest rates, you're going to destroy my currency and my people's hard-earned money. Everybody's done with it. The US dollar dominance is done. I'm proud to be an American. I built companies in America. I'm just telling you what's happening. I didn't create these policies. I didn't put us in debt. I didn't create a debt-based system where your money is the liquidity for their policies. Okay, so let's go back to macroeconomics. So if they need to get more money, they have to raise or eliminate the debt ceiling. We have to borrow to pay for critical services like postal worker pensions. So there's only four ways you can fix this, then I'll get to the videos, I promise. Number one, in a debt-based society or in a debt crisis, please go read Ray Dalio's books. Number one is you can move the money from the people who have the debt to the people who need it. They're not going to do that. Number two is you can turn the printing machine on full blast. They might do that, devalues the dollar even more. Number three, you can stop spending. They can't. We're broke. Or they could and not pay for critical services. Or number four, you can restructure debt. So what is happening right now? Bank bail-ins are happening right now where they are taking banks' debt, turning it into equity, and selling it to larger banks. Think about that. Okay, so as you look this way at Trump's indictment, here's what's happening in Africa. So instead of focusing and fixing our country, here's what Kamala Harris is doing. So this video was 10 days ago of the Kenya president stating this about the American dollar.
For the people who work numbers, I am giving you free advice that those of you who are holding dollars, you shortly might go into losses. You better do what you must do, because this market is going to be different in a couple of weeks.
Okay, so that was 10 days ago. This is Kamala Harris. I was one of 60 people watching this briefing on Saturday morning as everybody else is focused on other things in the news. I'm going to play two videos. So this is video number one. This is her briefing. She's in Africa 10 days later from that video of what the Kenya president said.
And opportunities that we have seen thus far to the benefit of the entire world. To help achieve these goals, I believe in the strength of public-private partnerships. And in fact, this approach that we have taken and the occasion for this meeting, I probably more accurately would call it a private-public partnership.
We'll just pause on that smile for just a moment. We're gonna play one more video and then I'll break down what I think is happening. Just my opinion, not financial advice. Okay, pay attention.
Trip this time. And one of them is the issue of digital inclusion. So when we think about where we are in terms of 21st century economies, digital services are essential to 21st century economies. Digital technologies facilitate opportunities across society, and frankly, I believe can be great equalizers in terms of giving those who have access equal opportunity and availability to information, to education, to networks in a way that improves and empowers themselves, their families, their community, and all of society benefits. And of course, when we talk about digital access, we are talking about everything from financial inclusion to economic opportunities, all of which obviously drive growth and innovation. Africa's digital economy is large and growing. Within the next 2 years, for example, the forecast is that 1 in 6 of the world's internet users will be right here on this continent.
1 in 6 internet users will be in that continent. No wonder they're there. Liquidity. Get everybody in the system. CBDCs are coming. Central bank digital currencies. Every central bank will have a central bank digital currency. There will be a new infrastructure of the financial system, blockchain technology. Elizabeth Warren says cryptocurrency is a fraud. Jamie Dimon says cryptocurrency is a fraud. But Jamie Dimon says blockchain is here to stay. Understand how to decipher their words. Understand what they're saying. Know the game so you can't be played. There will never be an opportunity like this in our living history during the biggest shift in financial wealth. The biggest shift in transformation of wealth from the baby boomers down to the next generation, and a switch in a monetary system, Web 2.0 to Web 3.0, industrial to technical. I can only present facts, figures, numbers, logic to you and what's actually happening in our financial system. Our vice president is in Africa, in the largest continent in the world, working to get financial inclusion and the private and public sector together to get all the liquidity running back through the system. They need liquidity. People and their hard-earned money are the liquidity. I'll leave you with this nugget. Ripple expands into Africa, partnering with MSF Africa to bring the benefits of crypto-enabled payments to the continent November 15, 2022. Jay Clayton initiated a case against Ripple December 20, 2020. And now Jay Clayton sits on the board for the FDIC, which is bailing in banks, turning credit into equity and selling them to the larger banks. Welcome to the shift in your monetary system. Welcome to the death of the dollar and the rise of new digital currency. I didn't create the game. I'm just paying attention.